Hi, my name is Rory Zeisman, and I'm a Senior Program Manager in the Windows Server organization. Today I'll be talking to you about a new Windows Server 2012 R2 functionality called Work Folders. I'll show you how easy it is to set up work folders on new client PCs, and we'll also see how easy it is to configure and provision sync shares on Windows Server 2012 R2. Let's begin by showing the work folder setup experience for enterprise employees. Let's imagine Fred, who works for a Contoso.com division named BUX. Fred has an Office PC with work folders already deployed, shown here on the right. He is using this location to store his day-to-day work files. Fred knows that he can have access to those files from his personal devices as well by setting the work folders functionality. Shown here to the left, we see Fred's personal surface, which is not joined to a domain. To set up work folders on this device, Fred starts with the Control Panel app and navigates to the Work Folders setup page. Fred provides his corporate email address, which is used by the system to find his corresponding file server. Since this is Fred's personal device, which is not joined to a domain, Fred has to provide his corporate credentials. Fred has to pick his location for his synced files. He'll just use the one under his user profile, which is set by default. Fred also has to consent to different policies that will be applied on his device as part of setting up work folders. That's it. The setup is done, and files instantly starting to sync down to Fred's new device. From this point onward, every new file that gets created or modified, such as this to-dos list, will get synced back to the file server, and from that point, all of the other connected devices would pull in those changes. Here we see the to-do file already being downloaded to Fred's Office PC. Now that we've seen how easy it is to set up work folders on clients' PCs, let's take a look at the work folder functionality from the server perspective. Shown here is a Windows Server 2012 R2 Preview Edition. On this system, the Work Folder subrole was already deployed. This was done by opening up Server Manager's Add Role Wizard, navigating to the roles list, and enabling the Work Folder subrole. Once the Work Folder's feature is enabled, sync shares can be provisioned by using the Tasks menu to start a new sync share wizard on the Work Folder's canvas. Let's assume now that you're the IT admin of Contoso.com and you get a call from Sally, who is leading the sales team. She asks you to provision a new sync share to her team so that her team members can use work folders as well. To do that, first you'll go to the Tasks menu and start a new sync share wizard. First, you'll have to pick a location on this file server where the files will be syncing into. This can either be an existing SMB share shown here for the finance team, or for our case, because it's the sales team, we'll create a new directory from scratch. You, as a file server admin, also has the option to decide what kind of naming conventions you want to pick for each user's folder. For our case, we'll just use the regular user alias. You also have the option of choosing a different name other than the default, and you can add more details in the description box. You're creating this sync share for the sales team, so you want to map all of the members in the sales team to this specific sync share. To do that, you'll use an existing security groups that holds all of the members of the sales team. And as the last step, you also have different options to decide what kind of security policies you want to apply on the devices that set up the work folder's partnership with this sync share. For our case, for the sales team, let's also turn on the local encryption under the work folder's directory. That's it. The sync share was created. We can see that it was added to the canvas here, and we can also see that all of the sales team members are showing here under the user style for this specific sync share. So you saw how simple it is to set up work folders on client PCs and to provision and configure sync shares on the server side. If you're looking for more information, please pay a visit to our FileCab blog or read the appropriate TechNet articles for work folders. We hope you like this functionality and we encourage you to try it out. Thank you and goodbye.